here.
Thank you very much, Tara.
Thank you, Mario.
Hey, Jeff, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. Thanks for asking. It's another day in paradise. It's Friday, so...
That's a good thing.
I usually come to work pretty happy today. And then no work on Monday. That's a cherry on top there. Okay. So, Jeff, I'm going to try to be straight to the point with you, brother, and keep things pretty brief. You know, I like to be respectful of people's time, so... I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Now, extreme excavation, obviously, Tara tells me here, you guys are doing, like, septic installation and replacement, landscape grading and so forth. Is that correct?
Yeah. And then we do, like, water sewer lines, water main, all that stuff.
Okay, perfect.
Pretty much anything that needs grading or anything that's going in the ground, we'll do it. We're not
gotcha.
Taking.
Gotcha. Okay.
if it's got to be dug or graded, we're in.
Somebody's got to do it, brother. So
you know, you got the equipment. It's like you might as well use it.
Might as well put it to use. That's right. What are you guys doing right now? If you don't mind me asking, as far as bringing in clients, Jeff, I mean, what's the research? Are you guys doing word of mouth? Are you guys doing some type of marketing?
Yeah, we're doing word of mouth, and then, we have, like, the trucks lettered up, and then we have been doing, we own a pool company, too, so the excavating company has been doing all the dirt work for the pool company. But we're looking to get busier.
Gotcha.
With that side of it, because we have two different companies, but we're looking to get that side busier. Company's already doing good by word of mouth because it's been around for years. But the excavating, because we had all the equipment and dump trucks,
mm-hmm.
and we're like, we got way too much money that just sits, when we're not using it. We need to put it to work and put a couple guys on that are out, fixing stuff. So we went and got licensed and got all that stuff and insurance and everything in place, and now we're looking to move forward here,
Good stuff.
Obviously,
good
we're
stuff.
In Michigan, so we're in the middle of winter right now. We got frost.
Okay. Well, here's a question I want to ask you pretty direct stuff. Are you guys in a spot, if you were to move forward and work with you, are you able to handle more clients? Are you guys able to take on more work as of right now?
Yeah, because we don't, we're not full at all.
Okay.
We'd like
all
to
right.
be, and that's what we're looking for is to fill up,
Okay.
So we can start having a full load because it's hard to offer guys jobs or take them from other companies if, you don't have a full load of work. You got to make sure that you're ready to go. Like with the pool side, we're good. We're booked out over a year. So that's easy. That's done. We know we can, keep our guys going and pay them and stuff. But on the excavating side, that's what we're looking to do. We own a lot of iron that we've bought over the years, and we want to put it to work. So we want to put,
Excellent.
A full-time crew on it rather than a part-time crew.
Okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be pretty good that we reached out to you guys. So the reason I ask if you guys are able to handle more business, obviously, these are Google services, and I'm pretty sure that everyone and their mother uses Google for everything, right? I mean, nowadays you ask somebody, hey man, where can I find a pizza joint, or where can I find a plumber or someone to do concrete excavation? And the number one answer they give you is, well, just Google it.
It's just quicker and easier.
Right. So that's the reason I was asking you that question. So, now, let me ask, there's a few questions I do have to ask, and I'll make them pretty brief to determine whether you qualify to be on Google's program, which is called Google Verified. It's a Google Guarantee, top-of-the-line program that Google has right now, which it has a 96% retention rate. Are you licensed and insured in the state of Michigan? Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, excuse me. It shows that the required general liability for what you're doing is $250K. I'm assuming you guys have that.
Oh, yeah. I think it's like $3
million. Oh, okay. Well, you... okay. Yeah, it's the requirement's quite a bit less, but all right, that's pretty awesome. yeah. And I'm sorry that I have to ask these questions, Jeff, but again, it's just something that Google requires. Do you have any felonies committed in the last 7 years?
No.
No?
I don't have any, period. I'm 55. No felonies, no misdemeanors, no nothing.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I for some reason, I thought you were a lot younger based on your voice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I thought you were maybe, you know, 30-something years old.
That's my son that runs it with me. He's 30.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's pretty cool. Do you have a valid driver's license, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then I know this question is very silly, but we have to ask. Do you have a valid Social Security number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So based on those things, so this is what we're able to offer. This is called Google Guarantees. They just changed the name to Google Verified, but I'm not sure, you know, when you go on Google yourself, right, and you Google anything, whether it's an electrician, a plumber, or someone that does excavation or does what you do, right at the top, you're going to get the first options that come up, right, way at the top of Google. That's where we would be listing you at, okay? Right at the top of Google's first page. That's the reason that I asked you if you're able to handle more work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we would list you. We would list you right alongside of Newton. Not sure if you heard of those guys. Northwest, Fitchlich, well, there's a couple of other guys that came up here. Powell's, and Munro's of Excavators. So there's a few guys in the area, the surrounding area, around Munro's that do similar work that you do. The only difference that these guys are staying quite busy, Jeff, is because they appear as first options on Google. Right, when somebody goes on Google and types in, you know, septic installation or minor grading or whatever it is that you do, these guys are coming up as top recommended options on that
mm-hmm.
first page of Google. And that's where we would be listing extreme excavation and grading, right alongside of your competitors, okay, on that first page. Now,
gotcha. The
way that this works... a question. Do you guys, I don't know if you, Tara asked you this or not, but do you have a website for Extreme Excavation?
Yeah, she asked me. She found it when she was, she looked it up while I was on the phone, but she found it.
All right, let me see if I can locate it. Is that being hosted by somebody or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know you're going to ask me who, and I'm going to have to tell you. I don't know. I got my son does. But I know it is because we just had to pay it again for the year. But I don't know the company that's hosting it, but I know he does.
I appreciate you being a stranger,
and I would
brother.
Let you talk to him here at the office, but he's up skiing. So.
Yeah, no worries, man. No worries.
Snowboarding or whatever it is that he does.
I appreciate you being a straight shooter with me. Okay, I found it as well. Okay, no worries. So the website looks pretty legit, pretty nice. We can actually list that site on the first page of Google as well because, look, I'm going to shoot you straight, Jeff. There's no point of having that site if it's not creating traffic for you, if it's not being visited by people. Does that make sense?
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because you guys do have that site, but it's almost like having a billboard out in the middle of the desert.
Right.
You know, no one's looking at it, right? Opposed to if we put that same billboard in the middle of the highway, it's a game changer, right? So that's what we would be doing for you as well. We would list that website, which is pretty nice, on that first page of Google as well. Do you have any social media for Extreme Excavation?
Just Facebook is the only one.
Only one, okay. The reason I ask this, Jeff, is that Google works directly with Facebook. So what we would do is that we would promote your Facebook page, okay, and we would run ads on Facebook for Extreme Excavation. What does that mean? I'm not sure if you've been on your regular Facebook page and you're just scrolling through your friends and the news and so forth, and then suddenly you get ads that pop up.
Yeah,
plumbers
put ads up on there.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the Facebook ads are included within the service. I mean, that's not our bread and butter. Obviously, the first page of Google, I mean, takes everybody out of the park. But because Google has a partnership with Facebook, that's already included within the service. Okay.
Gotcha.
Aside from that, we also work with Apple, right, for anyone that has an iPhone. You know, sometimes you ask Siri, hey, where can I find this? You would be listed through the Apple platform. Just new as well is AI. We will list you through AI as well, artificial intelligence. Now that's one of the main things that is
going on. They're saying that that's going to be the main search within the next year.
So, you know what? It's funny that you say that. I heard that within the next 8 or 10 months, they say AI is going to be be something, you know, it's going to be a thing, right? So
it's funny because I just was reading up on it this morning. You know, it was saying that that's going to be it. It's going to take over, you know. So more and more people are switching to it and stuff. So,
well, I mean, we'll stop by and see that. But hopefully, I feel like it is. I mean, everybody's using it nowadays for everything. You know what I'm saying? AI this, AI that. So, yeah. So we would also run our AI browser for Extreme Excavation. Now, what we are offering, Jeff, just to get, you know, down to Turkey here is, have you ever heard of Google Verified by any chance?
Okay,
perfect. So that makes it a lot easier. So Google Verified it's literally top of the line elite, right? I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And I say that to you because these are qualified leads, right? So the benefit in this is that these are leads that are coming directly to you, Jeff. You don't share the leads. These leads are not, you know, people just calling you, wasting your time, or, you know, asking you a bunch of nonsense questions, and then you get charged for the lead. A lot of other providers work that way, right? Whether you accept the call or not, I mean, they're already hitting you with the charge, right? So Google services works completely different. You know, for example, if you get a lead from a spam call or someone that's not an actual interested party, right, then you don't have to pay for that lead. Okay, that's why it's called Google Guaranteed. Well, it's now Google Verified, but yeah, so the way that this works is that the cost per lead, and again, keep in mind, we're talking about qualified leads. Let me pull that up. I just had it here to give you the numbers. So the cost that Google will charge you to give you a qualified lead, I like to mention that word qualified because it changes the whole game, right? This is actually someone who is likely to hire your services. You would pay $44 per qualified lead, Jeff.
That's fair.
And again, it's a qualified lead. Again, and I'm sorry if I repeat that.
No, I understand. So you want to get that point across.
Right. Yeah, it's just because, you know what, you know, there's companies like Home Advisor, Angie's List, Thumbtack, who are...
Yeah, I've went through those. I've used those in the past, both of them.
Okay, so...
Yeah,
you
and they're not
I'm
terrible.
About.
It's just like their regular program, like when you sign up the regular program, you know, they're feeding you a bunch of leaves in your pan, you know,
right.
And it's all over the place. Okay.
Right.
That sucks. But like I've left and then came back over and then just, like right now I'm on for my full company. I'm on there, but I only pay for the ones that I call. That's it. Like I'm not getting bombarded. And I call them if they're good, if they're, you know, a good in-ground liner lead or this too, but we don't do any above-ground pull work, you know what I mean? So I get the pick of, before I was getting charged for, you know, like 3 or 4 above-ground leads a day, and I'm like, I don't even do them. I don't have time to call you every day and get them, because they're like, oh, this cost, we'll take them off. I don't have time to call you every day. You know what I mean? Like, I got other shit to be doing, trying to run my company. So, you know, I mean, we've switched it over now where it's, only if we call on that lead do we get charged. Now, that program is good, but it's hard to get to that program. You got to spend a pissload of money first, you know, and then, like, leave, you know, and then they're like, well, shit, a little bit of something from them is better than not getting any business from them. So that's where I got to with them, but I understand exactly what you're trying to explain to me, you know, with, like, the verified, and that's why I said $44 is fair. You know, for
yeah,
sure, because you're not going to get any work without buying leads. I mean,
right.
I know realtors stuff too, and they'll gross $800,000 a year, but they're spending $300,000 in leads. You know,
right.
I mean, they don't know
right.
that many they don't know that many people that need to buy a house. You know, they're buying leads, and if you're not buying leads, you're not in business. You know?
That's right. Okay, so you know exactly what I'm referring to. Okay,
yeah,
so
I know how it works. Yeah,
that's pretty awesome, man. I appreciate that you're knowledgeable with this. Sometimes. You know, I mean, you and I don't blame anyone, but sometimes you get people who are completely oblivious, and they're like, "Wait a minute, what do you mean with a qualified lead?"
Right. Yeah.
So, anyhow, and you know, that's the same thing going on with like your buddy or the person that you knew in excavating, right? I mean, they're also in, you know, on Google's top page because they're, you know, they're paying for these.
Yeah, they're just down the road
lead.
From us.
Oh, are they? Okay.
I've bought some shit from them. They got, like, stone piled out there, and I've bought stuff from them.
Oh, okay.
You know, even though we're, you know, obviously competitors and things, but I've still bought stuff from Newton and stuff, yeah.
Nice. Well, they'll be in for a good treat. I'll see you right next to them on that Google page. anyhow, so the cost per lead, like I said, it's $44. Google does for an activation budget, they require for you to have a minimum of 13 leads in your budget. There is a minimum activation, which is you're not paying this up front. It's like an allocation where they need to know that they're able to extract those $44 the time that they send a qualified lead over your way. Does that make sense?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That budget is $572 that you have to allocate. I was looking at the wrong one here. My apologies. Give me one second. It's, where is it here? There it is. I'm sorry. I have like 5 screens open here in front of me. My apologies, brother. $611, about $25 more. So it's about $611 what you have to allocate for the leads. Now, if for whatever reason you do not use the 13 leads, because a lot of times this happens, right, where a client can only do 4 or 5 jobs, and then they have those additional leads left, they don't go to waste. They simply roll over to the following month. Okay,
gotcha.
That makes sense. Yeah, so that will roll over. The processing, because there is a processing of $250, that's to get the application approved. That normally takes about 30 to 60 days. While that's being done, the GBP, which is your Google Business Profile, us putting the website online, running the ads on Facebook, that's done within 7 to 14 business days. Okay, we get that up and running pretty quick while we're doing the Google verified. You're not required to pay that activation budget until you're completely verified. I mean, and based on what you're telling me, I mean, obviously you've done this before, so qualifying for it, it's not going to be an issue.
Right.
Okay. Now, the machinery that you have, you guys have machinery for everything here now. Do you have the manpower, Jeff, or who's working with you? I'm sorry, I didn't really catch that.
It's me, my son, and then we got a crew. We're going to expand the crew, but yes, we do.
Okay, all right. So handling more work for the excavation portion of this for Extreme, obviously you said you're already you're good to go with the pole side, but for Extreme excavation, I mean, handling more work and completing it wouldn't be a challenge for you guys.
No.
Okay. And I don't mean to be, you know, repetitive. The only reason that we asked is that we want to make sure whoever we work with is able to satisfy the work, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I don't want to send a job to you that,
yeah,
you know, requires.
Because like I was telling you, it's me and my son, and my son worked in the union for years in the excavating portion of it, and that's what he wants to do. So both our dump trucks, you know, like I said, we've spent the money and had them relabeled, and switched them out of the pool company name, put them into that, you know, and then we split up some of the trucks. So I'm going to take over and just do the swimming pool stuff, and he's going to do the excavating portion of it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you're
so there'll be somebody on it full time. You know what I mean?
Excellent. That's what I wanted to hear. No, and I was going to say, if your son's worked for the union, I mean,
he was in the union for years.
He knows exactly what he's doing, right? So that's the good
portion.
As far as
grading and all that stuff, yeah, he knows how to. And he's been around heavy equipment his entire life. I was putting him in machines when he was 8. So I mean, he's been doing it for a long time. So that's what he enjoys doing, whatever. I actually enjoy doing the pools because, you know, you see something, you built something. You know, when I leave, you know, somebody's backyard has been changed, you know, so I like it, you know, and I know they'll make memories out there. So I don't feel like I'm, you know, per se robbing them, you know, because they're going to get a lot of use out of it.
Yeah, so, we don't want to use that word. I mean, I wouldn't say you're robbing anyone, brother. I mean,
no. They're just saying that, you know, they're going to get, you know, they're getting their money's worth, and they're going to make money. They're going to make memories out there forever with having parties, birthday parties, you know, family get-togethers, all kinds of shit, barbecuing, you know. And we continue, because we're in Michigan, to see them twice a year because we got to open and close their pool. Which is great because we retain all our customers. A lot of times, pool guys, the people are so ready to get rid of them by the time they built it, right, they don't even want to see them again. You know what I mean? Okay. They're like, oh, I hate them guys. I don't even want them out here no more.
Wow.
We're not like that. Because, you know, we usually get in, get out. We do one pool at a time. We don't go and do 10 at a time. So, I mean, you know, we have ways that we got it set up, and then we retain that customer, which is, you know, you got to go to their house and open it and close it, and then if they have a problem, you know they're going to call you. You know, if they have any type of problem with the pool or with the equipment or anything. So it's worked out pretty good. That's what I'm saying. We've been doing that so long that now it's just word of mouth. We don't even really need to do a lot of advertising. You know, we just stay busy.
So the pool system, you guys are having a lot of talent. Well, that's pretty awesome. So that's what you're going to end up taking over then.
Yeah, but we're not there with the excavating, you know what I mean? Like, we're not like out talking about us. That's what we want to do, is get there to where like people know us.
I'll tell you this much, man, and I'm not just saying this because I work here with Google Services, but once you're up there, you can ask your buddy on, you know, from Newton. I mean, once you're up there, I mean, on Google, I mean, it's Google. I mean, like I told you in the beginning, everyone and their mother uses Google for everything.
I do,
right? So
probably 10, 15 times a day.
Right,
you know
that's what I'm saying.
I'm on it all
there,
time.
If exposure is what you guys are looking for, more work and opportunity, it's definitely here. Now, to get the service started, Jeff, what you're looking at today, just let me let you know this, it's $499. It's actually quite affordable. And then it's $249 a month. There's no contract. Obviously, your active agent budget, you don't have to pay that until you're fully completed and verified through Google.
Right.
Which
so
is
the $499
awesome.
Is just to get the thing moving. So that's just a one-time
fee
of getting it going.
Exactly.
And then it costs $249 a month.
That's it. That's it, bro.
Yeah, and then the $44 for your leads.
And then it's $44 to $47 per lead. Yeah. I gave you the lower number. Yeah, per lead. And then that's activated, you get the call from the goal verification team saying, hey, everything's ready to go. You put the activation budget aside, which is a 611, and then, you know, the rest is history, brother. You guys start moving up that up that chain and be listed right up there with your buddy.
Hey, I got a question for you since you're in the business and stuff. You know, like there's a lot of companies out there that, you know, that hit you up that haunt you and stuff too, you know, for the same type of service or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, what makes one company different from another? You know what I mean? What makes you guys Local Splash stand out, you know, compared to somebody else who would be, you know, putting it up on there?
That's a great question, Jeff. So here's one of the things, and I'll send this over to you. I'm going to send you our license that's provided. This is Google talking about our company, saying we are a direct channel partner to Google. So in the States, there's many companies that have a partnership with Google, right? Many companies say, hey, you know, we're Google's partner. There's only 42 nationwide, if I'm not mistaken, that have a premier partnership with Google. We've been partners with Google for over 20 years. And I can tell you this much, when you're able to maintain a company for over 20 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, we're doing something right.
Right, you know, yeah. I get it.
You know,
I was just curious, because I'm like, man, how are they all, you know, because we've tried to just, you know, not get at the top or whatever, but just list the full company on Google. You know what I mean? Because, like, people ask Alexa or whatever, you know, I'm like, we need to get the full company on it. So anyway, you know, we did it. We filled out all the shit, and then, you know, it goes into, like, wanting to verify it. And so since we didn't have, you know, like I have in the past, but I had a retail storefront, but they wanted us to take pictures of the vehicles and stuff, you know, because they're trying to verify you that you are legit. And so I did all that and stuff too, but we could never get it on there. I'm like, what in the, you know.
I'm going to be frank with you. I mean, some people try to do this on their own to save a few dollars, and what they encounter a lot of the times, it's a lot of hiccups, right? Well, where do I send this?
It's a ton.
You know, how do I?
It's a ton of hiccups, yeah.
Yeah. So, because we have a direct channel partnership with Google, I mean, we facilitate this pretty quickly to do all the back end work for you.
Yeah, and you guys know, you know, what to do, or if you run into something, you know how to fix it.
That's it. Yep, that's exactly it. So you say, hey, Morgan, you know what? I want this new picture up on my site, or I want to make this change of my whatever it is. And we get on it right away. A post, if you wanted to do it, you got to send this in, send that in.
Well,
and
the
then,
thing is, too, it's like, man, we're taken away from what we do. It's the bad thing, you know what I mean? If I got to sit down in the office and try to figure something out, it's taken away from my time or what I should be doing.
Yep.
And that's what the bitch is.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just curious because, like, shit, I'm like, we couldn't even get listed. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, it's pretty easy. We're answering the questions and shit, and we're doing everything. We took the pictures and uploaded them, you know, to show them and everything, and, you know, crickets, never heard nothing. I'm like, oh, that's what.
Don't worry, like you said, that's
why it's a lot easier, you know, to pay someone that does it every day and has that partnership with them.
Yeah, so we have actually an agent that works out of the Google office. We work directly with him. So those 20 years that we have the relationship directly as a premier partner, I mean, it facilitates things pretty easy. Now, when we list you on Google, we list you under keywords, right? Because no one's going to go on Google and type in extreme excavation.
I know, right, exactly.
Right? So
yeah.
What keywords would you like to be found under? I mean, I do have on here, correct me if I'm wrong, so I have a few of them that I were able to list you under, right? Like major grading, septic system install, landscape grading, basement drainage, install and replacement, commercial. I see you're doing commercial. Sewer main installation. Commercial landscape, minor grading, and sewer main install. I mean, did I miss something?
With the cold call, pretty much, I wasn't really thinking about it. I'm sure if I sat down for a few minutes, I would be able to come up with some keywords.
No worries. We can do those at any time, brother. It's not that, you know, that
yeah.
you have to do them now. We can add them at any time. That's not a big deal. Now, the other question, when you guys are doing any of the work for the excavation, I know you guys haven't done that many because, like you said, you guys don't have everything up and running because you don't have the clientele yet. But do you guys take pictures of the work, Jeff?
Yeah. Yeah. Always. Okay. Every day.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a guy that, you know, on each crew, we always, you know, like, put a guy that's in charge of that. You know what I mean? Like, here, you got to take these pictures. And then what we do is a Monday morning meeting or whatever, you know, he downloads them into the computer. So now when I'm sitting at the desk, if somebody calls in or whatever, I can look them pictures up and
okay.
be seeing what the guys did. And when they leave, you know, seeing that it was cleaned up correctly and, you know what I mean? And pull them right up. And a lot of times people will be like, oh, you broke this or whatever, and I got pretty pictures. And can be like, well, here's a picture and stated, you know what I mean? And here's when we left, you know what I mean? So it helps, and people don't realize that you're doing that. It only takes a second. But, yeah, we document everything that we're doing.
Okay. That's actually pretty important. Let's know those pictures.
Be also listed on the... on the site. That's the reason I ask. And some people love to see pictures. That's another
yeah,
reason I'm asking.
It tells a thousand stories. Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you go to a restaurant, a lot of people don't even read the menu. They'll just look at a picture on the menu and say, hey, I want this
right.
plate. You know,
right.
so
mm-hmm.
same concept. All right, and Jeff, what's your last name, if you don't mind me asking, brother?
Walter.
Walter. Okay. I my ex-boss's name was Jeff Walker. A little,
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just a little different.
A little different, yeah. I get you now, man. You just reminded me. I'm talking about like maybe 10 years ago, I had our company director. His name is Jeff Walker. Just Jeff Walter.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody always teases me. You got two first names. I'm like, yeah, I know. I get it.
Now, do you have access to the, let's see here. www.extremeexcavatingmi.com.
Do I have access to it right now?
No, not right now, but I mean, is this the good, email address or do you have a personal one? I mean, this is just for us.
No, that one's fine. You know, we can use it. You know, we use it every day, but, I have a personal one too, and everybody gets flooded with so much.
Okay, shit. You know, I can use your personal one because we're not going to list this on Google. It's just, you know, if we need to send you any confirmation or so forth, or any type of documents, we can send them here. So,
okay.
What's your personal one?
It's Jay Walter.
Jay Walter, okay.
MI.
Okay.
NC.
NC.
From Michigan, North Carolina. @gmail.com.
@gmail. I was thinking, where have I seen your last name before? Well, I was just watching Breaking Bad. I'm not sure if you've seen that series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
yeah. Walter
yeah,
White.
I watched it. Yeah. yes.
Okay, bear with me here one quick second. Now, is your son a person that's, like, authorized as well?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah, because he's, you know, like I said, I'm 55, or I plan on hanging around to about 60, and then I'm out. You know, I've been doing the pool thing for years, and like I said, we had retail stores for a while, and I just, internet was kicking our ass, so I'm like, we're done. We're going back to the field where nobody can, you know, the internet can't touch it, you know, it can't do that work.
I understand. Okay. What is your son's name, Jeff?
Brandon.
Brandon. The same last name, Walter?
Yes, correct. You hear my granddaughter in the background.
I do hear your granddaughter.
She's
right there.
Crazy.
Don't worry, man. I have little ones. Completely understand.
She's just entertaining
yeah.
herself.
Well, at least he's not, you know, being fussy or so forth. I have some of my kids who... they know when you're on the phone, and it's like that's when they want to start a...
Oh, they want everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, No, she's good. She just.
What address do you have the business register out of, Jeff? Again, this is not going to be put on Google. This is just in case we need to send.
Yeah, currently.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish Brandon was here because I don't know if we're building a new shop, and
okay.
We bought 25 acres and we're building a new shop and a big barndominium on it.
No worries. We
and I don't know if he registered it to that one or 437 DeLand.
DeLand.
I think it's registered to 437 DeLand Road, but I will be selling that house this summer. It's DeLand Road.
Is that in Flushing?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Zip code 48433.
To Montrose is where we're heading, a little further north.
Oh, okay. If you don't mind me asking, why are you getting out of Flushing? I mean, this is just not...
Just, with the stuff that we own and stuff, we need bigger, and we're doing a 60 by 100 shop out there so we can get the shit indoors for, like, winter time and stuff, you know, if you're doing maintenance and repairing stuff. And then, you know, that way we'll be able to buy bulk, too. You know what I mean? Like, we need sand or stone or whatever, we'll have bins right there. We can just leave, you know, and load up in the dump trucks and leave. So it just makes it a lot easier. I got a buddy who does this too, Aaron's excavating and plumbing, and you know, that's kind of how he is. We're just kind of mimicking kind of what they're doing. You know, we're building a big service truck, so we can get all the tools in it and stuff. And you know, there's just trying to make it easier, you know, in order to go out and do the jobs and to make it a lot easier than running back and forth or working right out of pickup. And then we can bring the stuff. I don't have to run down to Newton or someone else who's got it, you know, and buy it from them, so I can buy a lot cheaper. And then, you know, here, we don't have a dumpster in here and stuff. Just a lot of reasons we needed some acres in order to do it correctly.
Understood. Okay. All right. That's pretty
smart. I mean, nobody sees it. It's an expense you got to pay, and nobody sees it. You know what I mean? But you have to in order to be able to go out and do the job correctly.
Right.
You got to have all that shit.
Now, Dennis, on the first page of Google, what time would you like it to say that you guys are open and available to take calls from clients?
This is quite important because this is where you guys will, you know, receive the calls from the customers that look you guys up.
Yeah.
So what timing are you open for business?
Yeah, like 8 to 5.
8 a.m. to 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you working Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? What days are you guys operating?
Monday through Saturday. We're operating. Monday. We take Sundays off.
I had a guy tell me, you know what, I got to take Sunday off, man. I said, you go to church? He says, no, I get drunk on Saturday. I said, oh, okay.
He got his plan. Yeah, he needs Sunday. I'd need 2 days if I got drunk.
Oh, okay.
Sunday and Monday.
You're just like me.
It takes longer to recuperate.
Yeah, you're not going to work Monday if you drink on a Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. Might make it in the office.
Perfect, man. And again, I'm so sorry that I'm going to ask this one last time. I'm only asking because the system just prompted me here. You guys are in the position again to handle more business at this time.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Sorry to ask that one last time there. Now, I do have to create a security question for the account. This is just in case if you ever call us or your son ever calls in. The only way that we can give any information in reference to the services on Google is your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
Okay. We can do mother's maiden.
Okay. What is that?
Brom, V-R-O-M-M.
B-R-O-M-M.
Brom, yep.
Where's that from? I got to tell you, I've never heard of that name before.
No idea.
Okay. All right. Well.
Isn't that bad? But I don't even know.
No, it's not bad. Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah, I know half that family was all Polish.
Okay.
Because their names, where's your house key? And, but I don't know where the last name Brom come in.
My children are half Irish. Their mother is Irish. Some Polish in there as well. You know, but They have one good mix of different variety of ancestry, so that's pretty good. Okay. And then, Jeff, you do have access to jwalterminc@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'll get you the confirmation sent over there right now. Bear with me one quick second here. Okay. And then, Jeff, in reference to the $499, the company does give you two different options that you can satisfy that. You can either take care of it with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal card. Which would you prefer?
Shit, you know what? Either one.
Hey, man, it's up to you. I'm glad you have that luxury. I only have about two or three of them. You know, sometimes I talk to clients. They're like, wait a minute, I have like five or six of them. Let me see.
Yeah, they have too many, too, in there. I need to go through it. And you know what pisses me off is they keep raising their allowance on them. And it's like, listen, you're killing my credit score because that's open credit. Even if I have zero balance, you know, but if they got $50,000 available on it, well, I could go and spend it the next morning.
Sorry to jump off topic, but you're so right when it comes to that, right? You do so good taking care of your credit score, then you got a $56,000 credit card that you're getting dinged for
too much open credit.
Too much open credit.
So I need to go through them. I have to do it every so many years, go through it and go like, listen, hey, you know, lower that one down to this. Lower this one down to this. You know, we don't plan on putting that big a balance on it.
No worries.
At any point, so.
Now,
yeah.
Because we do work with very secure systems also in behalf with Google, the card has to have the name exactly on there. So does the card say Jeff Walter or does it just say Extreme SMB?
I don't actually have it in front of me,
mm-hmm.
The card, so I couldn't tell you. I think they say Jeffrey D. Walter, and then it's got our LLC on it. Because we have an LLC, and then we, you know, like Extreme Excavating is our DBA, and Extreme Pools is another DBA that the LLC owns it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
No, yeah, I think our credit card, it actually says LLC, Extreme. It's called Extreme Enterprises LLC.
Yeah, you can use whichever one you like. In order for me to get this process and get the ball rolling, I do have to submit the payment. And then
yeah, now I do also. I'm in. You know, I'm doing this for you, but I want to talk to my son about it because he's going to be the one running it and make sure that you know he's all cool with it because he's got to make sure that he gets you know with these people and stuff. So.
Well, I mean, if you guys are looking for that exposure that you're saying. Jeff, I mean, ultimately it's your company, right? I mean, you run it the way that you see fit. But I don't think that Brandon, I believe you said his name was, is going to object to you guys, bringing in more business.
Oh, no, I mean,
right?
I'm sure that he won't, you know what I mean? So that we can get it going. I just want to talk to him or whatever. It ain't going to make any difference if we show up Friday or Monday. But, you know, that's where we're at because, you know, we don't do anything without the other one knowing what's going on.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Okay.
You know, we're both owners on it, 50-50. You know what I mean? We own it evenly. I've been doing it a long time, whatever, but when I brought him in, when he left the union, I brought him in, you know, as half owner. And then we decided, you know, we knew we were going to do the excavating too, whatever, because he quit a good job. You know, with great benefits, great retirement and everything, you know, so the idea was to make it work. And, you know, there is just the problem that he had with the union, and that's why he came over with me, was that he didn't get any free time. I mean, they own you. You go in there, you own you. It's hard to be married. It's hard to see your kids, you know. So he came over. And so we're equal, and we make sure that we both know what's going on. That's why I was saying I wish he was here too, you know, because it's throwing on speaker and we'd be rocking, but I didn't actually know. I got three calls from you guys today, and I'm like, and I called back once even too. And the girl's like, I don't know, are you trying to set up an appointment? And I'm like, I don't even know who you are. And then you called, the lady that I was talking to first, you know, called me back again. And I was like, okay, now we're getting somewhere.
When the position on the first page of Google becomes available, we get notified by Google, say, hey, we have a spot that's open for placement, and obviously we get, you know, people from our marketing team. That's where you spoke to Tara. They start placing outbound calls to get that position filled in.
I think she said that earlier today.
Yeah, she
when
did.
I was talking
she
to
mentioned
her, you know,
that.
She's like, we're going to fill this up. You know, I mean, there she's calling. And
yeah, so I mean,
similar to that.
To be quite frank with you, it's not like anyone can come any day and say, hey, man, put me on the top of Google. It doesn't work that way, right? I mean, we have to have availability, and that's where we have right now.
Right.
That's
I was wondering that once a long time ago. I was trying to wonder that. I'm like, well, how does that work, you know? But like you said, there's got to be availability.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing is that, and I'm just going to shoot you straight, brother. You've been a straight shooter with me, so we will continue to call the area, right, just like Tara advised you. So, I mean, if it's something that you guys are really interested in, I mean, did you want to call Brandon and run it by him? I mean, and I'm only saying that because I can.
Yeah, I could do that.
I can assign this first place.
This call is being recorded.
Oops, hang on. I bumped that with my cheek.
Okay, no worries.
This call is no longer being recorded.
I bumped that with my cheek.
No, it's okay. No worries. I said, hey, you know, we've been recording our call as well, so.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to do that.
No
but
big
people
deal,
always
man.
Get freaked out all the time that you're recording me, and I'm like, no, I'm not recording you. It's right by my cheek, and it hits it.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, I can do that, and then we can get it rolling.
Yeah, I mean.
But he's going to be the one that gets a lot of it, you know, like information on there, if, you know, we got to do a profile or whatever, you know, he'll do all that stuff.
Okay, and then I did send over our licensing, you know, just so you know.
Okay,
you, know
you sent it over to me.
I texted
okay.
over to you, yes.
I appreciate it. I was just curious. I'm like, you know, hey, I don't
no
know.
No worries, man.
You
know
I
what?
Don't know you guys from Adam. And
mm-hmm. You're crossing your T's and dotting your I's, brother. I completely understand
yeah.
that.
Well, and just as you know, too, there's so many people out there that are just trying to.
Yep. Yep.
To, I don't know, scam you or whatever, you know, and it's like, you don't have time.
No worries, man. I get you 100%. Now, what I'll do is, are you able to call Brendan now, or how do you want to go about it?
Yeah, he's just up skiing. I can call him right now. That's
okay.
His daughter that's screaming in the background.
Oh, you're babysitting. Okay.
Yeah, I'm babysitting. My wife's working, and I'm watching the other ones are in school, so he's got three. So he's got two that are in school, and then, but him and his wife went up for the weekend.
Yeah, so if you want to call him, I mean, maybe he'll feel a little bit more comfortable knowing that, you know, it's the same service that Newton Excavating.
Well, I know that he's been wanting to get on there, So I mean, I don't think he'll end up having an issue with it either, you know what I mean? So I just want
to
let him
know
tell him what's
out,
involved.
You know, I mean, you can check us out. You can see that we check out. I mean, we've been in business for over 20 years as a premier channel partner to Google. So what I'll do, if you call him now, we don't continue calling the area because it sounds like you guys are ready to jump on board and blow up this Extreme Excavation company. So what I'll do is I'll give you a call back, let's say, in about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, give you a chance to talk to him.
Yep, that'd be good.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do, Jeff, I'll give you a call back in about 10 or 15
minutes. Actually, just in case, I got to text him because he's on Ski Hill.
Okay.
Can you just give me like a half hour and I'll have everything set, because I got to go grab my wallet too to get your credit card.
Okay. Yeah. Everything's going to be sent over to you in writing to the email that you provided and via text as
okay.
well. And then I set up the account already. I mean, for some reason, I'm sorry. I thought we were moving forward just now, but I get
no,
it.
No, we will. We'll get this handled today.
You know, I just so you know, Brandon, I put him on the account as an authorized party as well. So
okay, perfect. That's awesome. Because he'll be the one that contacts you more than me.
Okay. He has the ability, just so you know, to call in and make changes at any point as well. So
Yep. Like I said, he'll be the one that's doing it more so than me. So.
Okay. All right. Sounds good then, Jeff. I'll let you speak with him. If he has any questions that you're not able to answer, I'll be more than happy to give him a ring. But I think that you know, you've been around the block a few times. I think you can you know, explain things to him where he's going to say, hey,
man, oh, yeah.
why didn't you just do it?
You know? Yeah, he wouldn't have left. Like I said, he trusts me. He, you know, I've been self-employed my whole life. I didn't always do like swimming pools and stuff, but, we did a lot of framing and deck building and stuff too for years. But I've always been licensed building and stuff for right out of high school.
This much. Once you guys see the difference of Google services compared to the other things that you work with, I'm not just saying this because I work here, Jeff, but you're going to say, dude, why didn't we jump with Google a long time ago, you know, and get the services?
I know.
You know, and I just say this to you because I see people, you know, triumph when they're getting, you know, the Google Verified services and getting the leads directly from Google. I mean, it's a game changer, you know. So.
Hey, I got a quick question for you on that.
Go ahead.
Are, you know, you said partners are affiliated with Facebook as well, like you said.
Well, it's with Meta. Meta's who runs Facebook, but go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is, you know, like you said, you see people who have ads on there or whatever, too. Are we billed separately for those then, or how does that work?
No. That's included within the $249 monthly service.
With the membership?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Yep. All right. That's all I was curious, because I know he'll ask that.
Yep.
So, okay. All right. I will talk to either your colleague or whoever you have call back in just a little bit.
No, I would be calling back. My name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors with the company. I will be calling you back in 30 minutes from now, and then
if
everything pans out, we'll go ahead and get the ball rolling.
Yeah, sounds good, Mario. I appreciate it. Thanks for answering all my crazy questions.
Hey, brother, no worries, man, and good luck with the babysitting. Hopefully you keep your head on straight.
Oh, yeah.
All right, brother, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.